In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Ahead of the election, gearing up for legal battles.
This is What's News on the Campaign Trail.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Republican and Democratic parties are gearing up for possible legal battles on Election Day. The preparations have taken on an added urgency following GOP candidate Donald Trump's charges the election will be rigged against him. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal political reporter Byron Tao. Byron, what are both parties doing in this regard? They each have different concerns, don't they?
That's right. So both parties are gearing up for the possibility of legal work around elections and Election Day. Republicans in particular are gearing up to sort of challenge folks at the ballot to look at recounts where they may exist, while Democrats are sort of gearing up to ensure that as many of their voters are able to participate in the process as possible. And both parties are assembling teams of volunteer lawyers and other legal observers in preparation for Election Day.
Has building an extensive legal network for political campaigns become more of a concern? Has it become more of an issue?
Certainly. Especially since the election of 2000 that resulted in a 36-day legal fight over the status of Florida, campaigns are very aware that the election law and election management spheres play a pretty big role in determining the winner, and both campaigns on both sides have moved pretty aggressively to retain lawyers and to train polling observers and to essentially contest the basically the management of elections before, during, and after Election Day if necessary.
Have there been a lot of issues since then that have justified these concerns?
So one of the concerns that Republican elected officials in particular raise is the idea of potential voter fraud. And a number of states have passed laws requiring voter ID and requiring all sorts of hoops that voters jump through to prove their identity. But, the nonpartisan studies that have looked at the potential for voter fraud have not found a ton of evidence for it. It is true there is some scattered evidence that impersonating voters exists. There's certainly some evidence that absentee voter fraud does exist. But generally speaking, out of more than a billion votes cast, people have not been able to identify more than a dozen cases of voter fraud in about the past 14 years. So, this is something that politicians talk a lot about, but that there's not a ton of hard evidence for.
On the other hand, the Democratic Party is concerned with things like voter intimidation, lack of poll sites, polling hours, availability of ballots, aren't they?
That's right. So Democratic voters tend to live in more urban areas. Urban areas tend to manage elections a little bit differently. They tend to be more crowded. And, Democratic Party lawyers are always on call to challenge or force the extension of voting hours in precincts where lines get long to make sure that there are enough ballots, to make sure that voters who are on the rolls are not being told incorrectly that they can't vote. Generally speaking, Democrats are very focused on expanding the rolls, while Republicans raise concerns about the integrity of the rolls. So the two parties definitely have different focuses when it comes to election law.
Well, what has each campaign done? Hasn't the Trump campaign outsourced a lot of its legal preparations to the Republican National Committee?
That's right. The Trump campaign in general is a much leaner operation than the Clinton campaign. Both of them are assembling teams of volunteer attorneys and law students in conjunction with state and national political parties. And the other thing that's at issue here is the use of data. Sometimes you can find potential irregularities by looking at previous cycles' data or having good data about expected vote. And the Clinton campaign has built a pretty first-rate data operation. The Trump campaign's a little less sophisticated, so that could be a problem for them. But both campaigns are moving to staff up and train lawyers and polling observers and have legal teams ready if there is a recount or any kind of election challenge that will be necessary.
Right. But that could be a real problem for the GOP since, as you say, Donald Trump's campaign is leaner. It could make it harder for them to mount any sort of legal challenge, a timely legal challenge.
That's right. And generally speaking, the Trump campaign has been outspent and outstaffed by the Clinton campaign. The Clinton campaign has about four times more staff on payroll, probably has close to five times more field organizers and volunteers. And the Clinton campaign has also raised more money. So in general, the Republicans are entering this cycle at a disadvantage, including in the legal realm. The resources are just greater on the Democratic side, and they've also had more investment in staff and volunteers to go along with this. So if a recount or an election challenge of some sort is necessary, or if there are polling issues at various polling places, the Republicans are in a weaker position than the Democrats to challenge and raise some of these issues.
Byron, have there been any legal challenges thus far?
You know, there haven't been any major legal challenges. We have seen some Democratic efforts to expand the voter registration period in a number of states, including in Florida and including in North Carolina, where a hurricane impacted the states and potentially prevented some voters from registering. So federal judges have ordered the extension of voting periods, but a lot of the wrangling, if it happens, is likely to come around on or after Election Day.
Wall Street Journal political reporter Byron Tao, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.